Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan
with insurancebroker.ie
on News Talk.
We're delving into a topic that is certainly sparking conversation and a bit of controversy: airline seats, body size, and what fairness really looks like at 30,000 feet. And this is off the back of a decision by Southwest Airlines in the United States. They've just changed a long-standing policy for plus-size travellers, one that for over 30 years allowed them to get a second seat for free or to be reimbursed if they had to buy it and needed it. But now that's no longer guaranteed. So what does it mean for passengers of size? Is it fair to ask them to pay for an extra seat in order to fly comfortably or safely, or to fly at all? What about accessibility, dignity and affordability? Should plus size passengers be made to pay for more? Well, let's go to Gavin. He's joining us on the line. And Gavin, you actually work in aviation. What do you think is the thinking behind this policy?
Hi, thanks for having me on. For starters, my opinion is probably controversial, let's say, but I agree with the choice to charge for a second seat. I do understand that the vast majority of people that travel aren't plus size. And when we're talking about plus size, it's not just large. It's people who are extremely large. And if you look at a company that are now selling just one seat and losing out the money of a sale of another seat because an individual has become so large that they can't fit into one seat on its own, that's not fair on the company that are selling the seats. And secondly, if you've ever been on a flight from Dublin to Lanzarote, which is 4 hours, and have to share the seat next to somebody of that size, it's extremely uncomfortable on the individual that has to have that person rubbing off them and reducing the size of the movement area they have at their seat. So again, we need to take into account the feelings of the majority of people who may be put into a situation where they have to sit next to one of these passengers.
What's really driving this, do you think, from a lot of airlines is actually revenue, because they lose the value of that seat if they have to give it for free to a passenger who's plus size?
100%. Look, it has been driven by revenue, but there's also safety aspects to think about as well, that if you have someone that is so large that they need to fit inside of two seats, and there is some form of aircraft accident or emergency that an aircraft needs to be evacuated, you're essentially sitting back to someone who restricts your ability to exit the aircraft. If you have somebody who is that large that takes two seats, well, then what they do is they actually block the ability to move up and down the aisles at a speed which an evacuation speed. And I just think from a safety standpoint, if you are that size, maybe the extra cost of an extra seat would be an incentive for you to go, okay, where I am is a bad place, and to maybe try and resolve it through physical fitness or diet intervention or something.
But if it was really about safety, I'm not quite sure how forcing that person to buy a second seat would improve safety.
Well, it means that there's one less person having to sit beside them and obstruct that person from exiting their role. And if you look at the budget airlines such as, say, Ryanair and Spirit in America, they're reducing the amount of room that they have between their seats so they can introduce more seats onto a plane. So, unfortunately, the amount of space that we have on aircraft is becoming less and less. And you can even see now what the trialing is, an aircraft that you'd be standing rather than sitting just so they can get more seats in, which obviously will be extremely uncomfortable for. That's only going to be short haul, but for larger people. But I do think that, look, to be honest, I do believe it is revenue. And I do believe that it's been driven by the fact that, like, in America, especially where obesity is an epidemic at the moment, and extreme obesity, this is happening more and more often. A lot of the time, it's not just one person on a plane that's taken one free seat. It's multiples. So a flight may be giving 5, 6, 7 seats away for free, which they could have filled and charged for. And at the end of the day, these guys are there to make money.
I'm looking at a text coming in here. I'm sure big people know they're big. I doubt a flight like this would be what makes them realise.
Fly with somebody else.
But perhaps you don't have a choice. Perhaps, you know, you're living in an area of the United States and this is the low-cost airline in that place.
Yeah, not to sound too harsh, but there's a lot of choices and a lot of people who are that size. It's not a medical cause. The majority of times people get to that size, it's their own choice that they fed themselves to the point that they are that size. So just understanding and recognizing something doesn't mean that you're going to rectify it. And sometimes people do need a push in the right direction. And even if one of 100 people decided, okay, this is now going to cost me, I need to reduce my size. Well, that's one person out of 100. That's better than nobody. And I don't think that's why they're doing it, but it could be an incentive.
Sheila, what do you think? Do you agree with Gavin there?
Well, I agree with Gavin a little bit. I work with people with intellectual disability that can be very tall and very, very large. And we do monitor their diets and stuff to help themselves. And with medication, they can't get their weight down. And if they take a flight anywhere, they would be definitely encroaching on the seat beside them. So at what point do we say it's their fault for eating too much cake or someone actually has a medical condition?
Yeah, that's what I think. I mean, the way Gavin is talking, and I will let you come back in again, Gavin, that this is all about people's choice. But I thought the whole idea around obesity and our thinking and the narrative and research around obesity shows it's actually not really about choice anymore. It has been recognised now as an illness, as something that needs treatment. It's not just, you know, the simple thing of people would just get up and eat less and move more. Everything would be okay.
I think in the vast majority of cases, I do believe that there are medical issues out there, absolutely, I'm not denying them, but they are not the majority. I'd say they're in the minority of cases of obesity is caused by medical issues. And I do understand medication does cause it, I get that. And I do believe that if you were able to prevent or to be able to provide medical cert to show, listen, I'm on medication and this is why I'm here, well then I'd say that the airline could waive the cost, but
Let me just bring back in Sheila there.
Yeah, so what I'm wondering, like, so when you apply, you get your ticket for the flight, are they going to ask you your weight and find out if you want a medical cert then? I mean, how do they police this without, you know, really hurting people that genuinely can't lose the weight?
Yeah, let's bring in Chris.
And some people do say that weight is, you know, you have a medical issue or you have mental health problems and, you know, it's not just about eating too much.
Okay, let me bring in Chris, who's also joined us on Lunchtime Live today from Cork. Chris, what do you think? Do you support this policy?
No, I don't. Look, I mean, it's a very hard policy to actually define. What are you going to class as overweight? You know, I mean, if you look at a rugby player, is he going to be classed as overweight? Because You sit on any Ryanair flight. I mean, people are encroaching onto you every single time. You know, I'm 6'2", and I mean my arms the way that they spread will come out onto the next seat.
So you think the difficulty here is that the current airline seats that we have don't actually reflect average body sizes anymore?
No, they don't. If you look at it, their seats are there to get the maximum people in. No, if they're not reflecting the actual makeup of the people, then you know we do have a problem.
Just looking at some of the texts here, last week my son had only half a seat for 9.5 hours of a flight because the person alongside him took up half his seat. I think this person was very inconsiderate and should have booked two seats. However, the airline also has a part to play. What do you say to that, Chris?
Well, yeah, the airline, look, I mean, that's where the problem is going to come in because, I mean, you look at it here in Europe. I mean, if we're going to try and enforce something like this, where you're going to discriminate against people that could have a medical condition or overweight, then you're going to get a call for the airlines to having to actually put seating in that will accommodate them. Now, will Ryanair really want to do something like that?
Well, let's find out what the policies actually are, because I'm not clear what they are in Ireland for the airlines that are here. Let's bring in Owen Corey, who is the editor of TravelExtra.ie. So what is standard here in Ireland, Owen?
Good afternoon. Yeah, the magic number is 17 inches. The seats are 17 inch wide. It's the same for Aer Lingus and Ryanair. There is none of the major airlines, including Aer Lingus and Ryanair, 80% of us fly with them, are introducing more seats or reducing the legroom. They're both quite generous. They give about 32 inches some charter airlines give about 28 inches. But the width is what we're talking about here. And it has been 17 inches. It's not really defined by the airlines. It's defined by the aircraft manufacturers. The two standards that we fly with are the Airbus A320 family with Aer Lingus and the Boeing 737 family with Ryanair. Six across, one aisle in the middle, and it generally is 17 inches. Armrest brings that down a little bit. And the big question is, people are getting wider. I mean, evidence from the United States is that obesity is reaching something like 40% in some of the states, and Europe is probably heading the same direction. It is creating extra problems. Southwest had this policy of giving a free second seat to somebody who was obese. They were doing that really to stop other passengers complaining, but if they were looking at the revenue lost in that. If you're giving so many free seats away, it changes the economics of your flight.
But I'm just wondering how this would work now in practice, Owen. I mean, I presume they are assuming and encouraging people to be proactive. If you think you're going to need a second seat, book a second seat. But if that doesn't happen, if somebody doesn't book a second seat and then they arrive at the check-in desk and the person behind the check-in desk thinks one seat isn't going to be enough here, I mean, what do they do? Do they put them on a set of scales? Do they take out the measuring tape and measure their waist? Or, you know, who gets to decide?
Yeah, there is no facilities. I mean, we're famous for weighing bags here, and there's a lot of angst about the extra kilo that a bag may weigh. But there are no facilities for weighing passengers. There is no precedent for it. There's no legislation for it. And the consumer rights people would probably be very excited about it if someone tried to introduce it, except in one case, and this is sort of an oddity, if the aircraft is very small and you have Aran Islands flights to the Aran Islands, but that's purely to place people of a certain weight strategically through the cabin so it doesn't destabilize a small aircraft in high winds. You can be weighed on a small, before you get on a little turboprop. There's nothing like that happening at any large airport in Europe or any major airline in Europe. Interesting, when it's proposed, it was proposed by Finnair about a year ago. I do tend to think it's something that generates more, it's designed to generate a few headlines. It's put up as an idea by somebody and it goes away again. Even Michael O'Leary, and he's famous for generating headlines, hasn't been calling for people to be weighed or to pay double for two seats when they're overweight.
I'm looking at a text here from a listener. Ryanair make it very difficult for anyone slightly overweight. You have to ask for an extension for the seatbelt in front of all the people around you. And that is difficult for people. And I've seen that happen. And you can see that people feel self-conscious and feel embarrassed by that on occasion.
Seatbelts is where the first point of contact is on obesity. I do think we are seeing an increase in the number of seatbelt extensions being asked for. And it does raise the question on aircraft policy. How many seatbelt extensions do you need? It's very, very uncomfortable, by the way, to be sitting beside someone whose belly spills on top of you. It's happened to me on a few occasions, never in Europe. But you can, if Los Angeles to New York flight, I had somebody's belly on my lap for for the entire flight. You can see how not so much the people who have obesity for whatever reason. I'm not making any judgment here because we do know it's hereditary and sometimes other conditions. But it is uncomfortable for the surrounding passengers. I think that's the key to what Southwest are looking at here.
So do you think they're right then? Do you think people should be obliged going forward to just buy that second seat and perhaps put off the flight if they haven't bought that second seat or if that second seat isn't available?
Yes, I think they have. They're certainly within their rights when there is an imposition on the other passengers in that row. I do think that there is a solution here. You're not going to get six seats across and much wider than 17 inches without changing the entire way you design the aircraft. But certainly, I think when America is ahead of Europe in the obesity stakes here, there is probably a case for the airlines that are dealing with large numbers of obese passengers, increasing numbers of obese passengers, to introduce five across and four across for particular routes. You also get a wider seat in business class, so you don't have to buy the second seat, and sometimes business class seats are not that more expensive.
Well, a lot of the time they are.
Well, particularly the Americans use loyalty schemes to get them. But there are different ways of approaching this, but certainly Southwest were regarded as generous in giving away a free second seat. I do know for many years, some very large people have been buying second seats anyway and paying the full price for it. Even at Transatlantic, it's something that people do when they're overweight.
Yeah, I'm just looking at texts, and we have had so many texts on this item so far. My son is over 6'6". He pays extra for an additional legroom seat to accommodate him. Another person saying, what's the difference between your bag being over by 5 kilo or your body weight being over by 50 kilo? I can see the airlines setting some sort of weight limit for people the same as a bag limit, and you pay for your extra kilos. But the question is, and to go back to you, Sheila, what happens if you haven't done that? Do you expect people to be you know, weighed at the airline? Oh, Sheila's actually not on the line. Yeah, to go back to you, Owen, what do you expect to happen there, realistically?
I don't think we're at a point where people are going to start offering free wider seats. Yes, I do think that some Southwest pushing out on this, and some of the other airlines, should they do it, will raise the question, raise the debate. And there are people who can't fly. I mean, there are people who have just given up the notion of flying because of the hassle. Because I've sort of been very selfish and said it's uncomfortable for the passengers around, but it's also very uncomfortable for the passenger who's flying with extra weight. At some stage, some airline will come up with some incentive and say, fly with us because we can handle you.
Val, I want to put that back to you. We've had so many texters of people saying, I had a really uncomfortable flight. I was practically sitting in the aisle for the whole flight. I had to go and have physio sessions when I came home, such as my discomfort. What do you say to that, Val?
Well, I suppose everyone's entitled to their opinion. And of course, on all flights, there are situations where you find uncomfortable situations arising, and you just deal with it. I think the vast majority of people are empathetic and sympathetic. I don't think anyone ever chooses to be overweight. It's something that they're born with, or that they have a mental issue that brings that up on board. I'm glad to see that Michael O'Leary hasn't looked to introduce this to Ryanair, but I do see it being something, economy of scale, where the airlines will be looking at introducing extra seats, and as one of your earlier speakers spoke of, that we will be standing up next. You know, they're weighing baggage, hand baggage, and measuring the size. Are they going to be doing the same with passengers going forward? It's possible. But my own personal viewpoint would be, we have to be sympathetic.
All right, I think we might have lost that line there. But thank you to all of our callers into Lunchtime Live today.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.